The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
What's very telling in this week's parsha, where the chesed achnosas orchim of Avraham Avinu is described at great length, is the fact that the Medrash tells us that Avraham Avinu actually had built his whole focus in Avodas Hashem on the mitzvah achnasas orchim for dozens, many tens of years before the story when he was after the Bris Milah, when he was 99. Avraham Avinu from his youngest days had been oisik in gemilas chasam achnasas orchim. The Torah gives us over the shlemus of Avraham Avinu in the context of the mitzvah that he did when he reached shlemus. The point of a mitzvah is not only doing a mitzvah, but the point of a mitzvah is bringing us to a state of shlemus of dveikus b'Hashem. Let's read the Rambam in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, which is the first mitzvah that we meet up with in this week's parasha, Parashas Vayera, because the pasuk tells us that the Rabbeinu Shlalom appeared to Avraham Avinu, Vayera Lov Hashem Beloine Mamre, and Chazal say in Soita Daf Yudalid that Chazal understand that the Rabban Shalom came to him as a form of Bikur Cholim. And the Rambam tells us, this is the Rambam in Hilchus Oval, Perek Yudalid, Mitzvah Sasei Shal Devreim Levakur Cholim, the Mitzvah Durabonon of Bikur Cholim, Nichum Avelim, Halvoris Ameis, Lahoitzi Ameis, Lahachnos Hakala, that's to participate in Achnosis Kala. Lilvois Ha'orchim, Lis Asik B'chol Tzorche Kvuro. Rambam goes to a few of those halachos, and also Samechos and the Kala, etc. The Elohen Gvilz Chasod Meshebegufa She'en Lehem Shir. The more a person does of these mitzvahs, there's no end of how much a person is Yotzi Rechei Vasoi. Achal Bishakom Mitzvahs Elu Medivreyem. The mitzvah, all these forms of chesed, of doing for other Yidin, be it Bikur Cholim, Nichum Avelim, Hachnasas Orchim, are they Durabonim Deraisa? The Rambam starts mitzvah says Shal Devreim. The Rambam finishes off, they're all Bechlal Vahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. Kol Advarim Shatarotze Shiyasu Oysolucho Acherim, Asei Oyson L'Ochicha B'Torah B'Mitzvahs. So what you have to say is that Mideraisa, the Madrego, the level of striving of the Haftal Erech HaKamoich is certainly incumbent on a Yid Deiraisa. To make that his way of life, that's definitely a mitzvah Deiraisa. Where it's defined as a specific Maisa mitzvah, not just as a general creed of behavior, but as a specific Maisa mitzvah, is a Takana Derabbana. The Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Amud Beis says like this, the Tanya Rabbi Yosef. V'hoidata lohem, this is the pasuk also by Avraham Avinu, ze beis chayem, es haderech zu gmilus chasodim. The pasuk that tells us a way of life, es haderech, what's the derech? The derech of a yid is gmilus chasodim. That's who we are. We are b'nei Avraham, we're mekayim mitzvahs gmilus chasodim. Yelchu ze bekechol, and then zu kvurim, es hamaisa ze adin, these are all different facets of Jewish life. And one of them is Gmilus Chasadim, another one is Bikur Cholim. And then the Gemara says the same Gemara, Oma Ma Yelchu Zeh Bikur Cholim, Haynu Gmilus Chasadim, that's just another form of Gmilus Chasadim. Bikur Cholim is just another way. There are people that are going to hospitals to visit sick people, to bring food to sick people. There are people that are raising money, Rachman al Islam, for tzedakas, and for tzedakas dealing with sick people. And then there are people being Isaac and other chasadim. People collecting for kalas, people collecting for yisayim. There are all sorts of mitzvahs. Bikur Cholim is just one of them. What's the separateness of Yelchu Zeh Bikur Cholim? So that the Gemara says, Lo Nitzucho, Ella Ben Giloy. There's a special type of Bikur Cholim when it's Ben Giloy. The Gemara describes over there, Ben Giloy, Noitel Echem Yishishim B'chol Yov. When he goes to him in a physical sense, not just worrying about sick people, he goes and he sits there. That's all Hanoga the Gemara describes over there. If he's a Ben Giloy, if they're from the same mazel, then he could take away, he could actually participate and take away from his illness.
The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Lamed Tesem Beis describes Bikur Cholim as being composed of two different things. The Gemara brings a Maisa of Rabbi Kiva over there where he was Doyeg Litzrochov Shol Chayla. He actually took care of the physical needs of the Chayla. Make sure he has food, make sure he has a comfortable pillow, make sure the temperature in the room is right, make sure he has the slippers that he wants, and so on, and make sure that he's being taken of, most importantly, that he's being taken care of medically. Make sure the care is up to date. When people come in and out of a sick person's room, the nurses take note of it, and they pay more attention, and so on. The second part is to feel, to be nice of oil with the chayla, and the Gemara describes over there to daven for the chayla. The Gemara describes davening in the sense that Ramban talks about, davening when it's going to make a person nervous. The Ramban says that somebody who visits a chayla and he doesn't daven is not mekayim the mitzvah properly. There's also the Gemara in the Nedarim over, like we just said, in the Lamed Tesem and Beis, an inyan not to be mevaker choyla begimul shoyis rishoynois and begimul shoyis achroynois. The first 3 hours of the day, the last 3 hours of the day, only the middle hours of the day. The reason for that is what the rishoynim explain would seem from the poskim in the halachas in Yerideh Shin Lamed Hey, that that's bederech klal when medical needs are being met. So Mimelo, that's very much subjective. That's totally in time and place. For a person to come visit a chayla when they're carrying out a procedure, or even when that's the hour that the nurses go around, is not worth that much. You can't enjoy, you can't be mechuzit from the visit, and you can't give the chayla that sense of importance that being by him creates. One of the tragic effects of COVID was at the height of the period of the Magefa, when people were in hospitals, very sick, even close to dying, and nobody was able to come in to visit them, was the lack, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim was keenly felt, how much that took away from the well-being of people that are in the hospital that are not well, both emotionally, and primarily also from their needs not being met. When people, family members and so on, are not around, the medical care definitely is on a weaker level. Now, if there's a question, forget about in our present world where people were not let into the hospitals. What happens if there's just a chshash hizdapkus, otherwise known as a risk of contagion? And shalos is a mitzvah bikur cholim, shalos to go and be mevaker cholim. So 500 years ago, this was already spoken about by the Tshuvas HaRadbaz. And the Radbaz speaks about being machnes atzmoi bisakona, even when the sakona is a sofik sakona. Is it really a sakona to go and visit somebody with corona? But the Radbaz says that a person should not be machnes himself into a sofik sakona in order to maybe add to somebody else's. Sofik sakona is not doicha, my taking care. The Shabur Pasim is that way. Of course, this should not be overused. Where there's a minimal risk, and there's a clear benefit to the person, to the point of Bekuch Nefashis, one has to have the right mishkal in order to weigh whether to be Mekam Mitzvah Bikur Cholim. The Ramah even has a whole Chesh Mishpat Tshuva about somebody who rented an apartment for his family, and then one of his family members came down with a contagious disease. The landlord says he wants to be mevatel the rent, the rental, because the Mekach Toysa doesn't want to be at risk for contagion. Why don't we say Yimuchuyv al Tzbikah Chayim to take them in and take care of them? No, that we don't say. On a more Ruchniistic level, there's an Indian that's discussed in the Gemara in the Dharm Daf Mem about sitting liyad hachayla. Somebody sitting, you normally come to visit somebody who's in bed, you sit down in the chair, liyad hachayla. So the Gemara discusses sitting on the ground, not liyad hachoyla, because we learn now from Rashi, says in Parshas Vayechi, from Yaakov Avinu, that the Shechina is to be found in the Shoysov of a choyla. So men are not sitting there, it's covered for the Shechina. What's interesting is that Tosis and Shabbos, David Bezer, Zivamaskol, Yeshev, says that this din does not apply when the chayil is lying down. If you look in Yerideh, Simon Shin Lamed Hey Siv Gemol, the Shulchan Aruch brings the din of Al Yeshiv Shom, and the Rambam is masking, but if he's lying in bed, so then there's no choymer of sitting liyoder. We'll mention something else besides for the Ben Giloy Noitel Echad Mishishim B'Cholyov and the being Mevaker him in a way that's Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. There's also the Indian which is mentioned by Rabbasa Kufte Zayin, the Indian of being Mevakish from a Chochom to Davin on a Choyle. There's also the Indian of, which the Ramah brings in Shulchan Aruch, not just the meaning. In Yerideh Yosef Sim Shin Lamed Hey, to Davin for the Choyle of the Beis Knesses. And the Ramah brings the Indian of Shinui Hashem sometimes where somebody is deathly ill. Another nekuda that might create actually halacha lemaisa by the fact that Bikur Cholim is not just about taking care of somebody else's needs, but there's a spiritual component to it also. There's a mitzvah, Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, with a hisyachsus on a different level, might be the reason why we find that the Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Tes in the day says that the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is afilu god leitzel katan. And why would the Gemara have to say that? God leitzel cotton. It's possible that the Gemara is coming from a chadish something. The Chofetz Chaim speaks out in his Sefer Avos Chesed, Chelek Gimel Simen Gimel, that there's a chiddush over here that other mitzvahs, a person is potter ben adam lachaveru, yid is potter, let's say, Hashavas Avedu, worrying for somebody else's financial loss. Zokin ve'enu lefi chvoidoi, if it's compromising something to him on a personal level, then he's not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to compromise your own sense of self for somebody else's financial welfare. Bikur Cholim is different. Now, one could say Bikur Cholim because Bikur Nevoshes. But one could say also that Bikur Cholim is not just about taking care of somebody else. There's an essence over here of Kivas Alekim, there's a Mahu Afato, Hanog of Avram Avinu, and it could be also there's the concept of the Shechina, Nimtza Eitzel Chayla, maybe that would also be Mechalik, why there should be a difference. So you just find the first Bikur Chayla in the Torah, like we're saying, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to Avram. So it's not just another mitzvah of Ben Adam Lachaveh, but it's Hanog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we want to use the first Nekuda that we mentioned, that the reason why there wouldn't be Allah Zogim and anything Chvoide is because it has Shaykhis to Pekuch Nefoshes, maybe we could add something to that. There's a discussion from Rav Shlomo Kluger, the great Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer Chochma Shlomo, in Choshen Mishpat Tzim Tov Chof Hei, which deals with Allahs of Pekuch Nefoshes. He's Mechadish that there's a Ptur of Zogim and Lefi Chvoide, somebody who sees somebody else drowning. Tremendous chiddush. Achronim argue there's no out because of your personal discomfort or it's compromising for your security if you see somebody's life at stake. And one of the kashas that's asked on Rav Shlomo Kluger is that zogman v'chvaydei means you wouldn't do it for yourself. The Gemara says you wouldn't crawl under your car to fix it if you're a chashuv person, so you don't have to do it for somebody else and so on. Would you jump into the water to save your own life? Of course you would. Everybody would do anything to save their own lives. So to save somebody else's life, the same. We just mentioned that Bikur Cholim has a spiritual component, the Shechina, the Bnei Giloy, that goes beyond just the taking care of somebody else's needs. That might be the Pshat. The Sheiltas of Rav Achoygo and Sheiltas Tzadik Gimel mention that somebody who goes to be Mevakir Cholim should take somebody with him. What's that? If you need two people to take care of the chayil, so take somebody else. If not, why is there a choik to take somebody else? Could be the vortis, because there's a kovoy, there's like a being malava, being coming to the Pnei Hashchina. It should be like with a delegation, maybe. So visiting the chayil also has a certain tsura. Maybe that's the pshat. Another interesting ramification of this, the Rav Moshe talks about in Yerideya, Chelek Aleph Resh Chof Gimel in Igris Moshe, If you can be Mekayim, Bikur Cholim Ayde telephone. To daven for him, you can daven on the telephone. To be Mechazikim, to lift his spirits, you can definitely do on the telephone. Even to take care of him, a lot of the care
is not so much the being there to wash him, they're nurses. A lot of the family members, a lot more pleasant for somebody to be taken care of by family members than by a friend or neighbors or somebody from the neighborhood. What is important, however, is the making sure the doctors, nurses know the sense of being on site. That you could do on the phone also. When a lot of people call and the switchboard is constantly going off with phone calls asking about so-and-so, that's also a certain Shiyah Shem Shenu. Or even dealing with medical needs and insurance and then making sure you get the right doctor at the right time, the right specialist and so on also. It could be, however, that the more spiritual component of the mitzvah, being mevaker chayla. So Lashon being mevaker chayla, the pashtus means a visit. We use in Ivrit, we say bikur means to visit. And levaker beheicholoi doesn't mean to visit. Levaker means to have clarity. Bikur chayla means to, miloshen boiker has to do with clarity. Going to a chayla to get clear what he needs, what you could do for him, what's necessary for the situation. Has nothing to do with visiting. But maybe in the spiritual sense, the going to him is the clarity and the sharing his situation. Maybe it could be that that's less possible when it's not in person. I remember a story of Tam, Zichrono Livracha, who was a kohen and didn't go into hospitals, and somebody told him that for his father it would be very meaningful if he could visit in the hospital. His father was having a hard time emotionally. Rav Tam went to the window of the hospital and waved to him, like from the 8th floor, and the person eventually passed away, but for the last month of his life, he spoke with a tremendous feeling of the chizuk that he had from Rav Tam coming to his window. So that goes a long way also, even if it's not in person. Maybe that is called in person, I don't know, maybe it doesn't have to be right there. But the Bikur Chayim definitely has a component of a spiritual component that goes beyond just the physical taking care. Maybe that's why Chazal gave it a shem ma'aseh mitzvah. It's not just another form of chesed. Similar to, let's say, halvos ha'meis, which Chazal, let's say, talk about, that the Rebbein Shlom was oisik b'kfuros Yishol Moshe. It's defined as a separate ma'aseh mitzvah outside just being the realm of another way of taking care of a fellow Jew. So that's the mitzvah b'kfuros, and very telling is the fact that the first ma'aseh mitzvah of chesed described in the Torah is the Rebbein Shlom coming to Avraham Avinu. That's the relationship of the Oves HaKadoshim with the Rebbein Shlom, of the Oves being Merkava L'Shchina is described in that context. And we really mirror and echo that when we're Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Kechaylam.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.